You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? It's an exciting day. It's an exciting episode. It's time for some Manscaped giveaways. It's time for Starts and Sits. We're getting it done today.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, buddy. Yeah, good stuff. Big stuff going on here, man. Guys, comment on the video. Subscribe to our channels. We are giving away on this very show a performance package from Manscaped. Just comment on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and you'll be entered at the very end. We're going to get it going, and we're giving it to somebody. Somebody is getting this thing, Trey. I'm excited.
No doubt.
And as always, Albert popping in saying, "Sup, fellas?" Albert, you're in there, buddy. He deserves to be in there, man. That guy's always showing up. Tommy says, "What up, boys?" Already, Firemouth or Higby and Eagles or Commanders defense? Trey, give it to him. I'm going to put him in there. Tommy, you're entered.
Off first glance, I'm definitely thinking Freiermuth over Higby, even though, you know, the Rams lost Cup and Higby's really kind of their only guy to go to. I think Freiermuth just has a better week. On the Eagles or Commanders defense, I think you can't go wrong either way. I think both of them are going to be pretty solid. I'm trying to remember who the Commanders are playing. I'm pretty sure it's a fairly easy matchup. I know the Eagles are playing the Packers.
Yeah, the Commanders, they're playing the Falcons.
Okay, yeah, so I would definitely go Commanders defense over the Eagles defense just because the Packers can surprise you.
Yeah, the Commanders defense has been legit lately, and yeah, I agree. The Packers also can surprise you. And Cody popping in, no Xbox?
Not right now, big dog.
I think he's talking to you, buddy. But congratulations, Cody. You're entered in the Manscaped giveaway, buddy.
Let's go.
Comment on the video, guys. We'll put you in there. We already got three people entered. But what do you say, Trey? We need to get to it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it to it, buddy. Let's go ahead and start with the first game this week. We've got the Texans versus the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. They got the Dolphins winning by 12. I think this is going to be a pretty strong blowout by the Dolphins. The Texans just haven't been able to do it this year, man.
Yeah, it's sad, really. I don't see how you don't pick the Dolphins to win this game. The Dolphins have just been legit, man. They got some weapons. They're fast, and, I mean, they're going to tear it up. But let's go ahead and get in some Texans starts, Trey. Davis Mills is sat. Not like you're starting him anyways, but just saying, Davis Mills is sat. Kyle Allen got the start here. I've seen him play a little bit. He might surprise you. Look, I'm not saying start him, but I'm saying in regards to the wide receivers and whatnot on this team. You're starting Damian Pierce as per usual. I mean, he had a rough game last week, probably one of his worst games of, if not his worst game of the season last week. But I'm firing him up as usual. But it's really, I don't think I could take a chance on any of the wide receivers here. I mean, if I absolutely had to, I might throw Nico Collins in there. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, last week, you know, Brandon Cooks kind of had a better game than Nico Collins, but it's so tough because it's been back and forth every week, and it's hard to pick one. But I think you pick one if you have to start one, you can pick one. But keep your hopes high because either one of them could just be a dud on the week, and I'd rather pivot to somebody else regardless.
Absolutely, absolutely, and maybe Brandon Collins.
Hey, I like it.
Maybe Brandon Cooks might surprise somebody this week. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
And skate till break do us part, says Rude. I'm assuming he's talking about the no Xbox right now.
Yeah, that's Cody coming over on YouTube, baby, hitting the subscribe, doing his thing.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's like, I want to get me some Manscaped, dude. And also, he'll beat everyone in Madden, just so y'all are aware. And Tommy's saying, thanks, guys. Always, buddy. Always, Tommy. Love that dude. But let's go ahead and move to some Dolphins starts here. And that is going to immediately take us to my start of the week, Jeff Wilson Jr. on the Dolphins. Hey, Mostert is doubtful. Probably not playing. That means Jeff Wilson's going to eat like we all did yesterday on Thanksgiving, buddy. So Jeff Wilson Jr., throw him in there, man, because he's going to tear it up.
I like it.
Yeah, Waddle, Tyreek, obviously you're starting these guys. Tua, you're going to start them. I mean, other than that, I mean, that's really all I got over there. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not even interested in throwing Gesicki out there this week, to be honest. I know it's a Texans matchup, so he probably catches something, but he's just been so inconsistent and so low floor. It's not something I'm looking at.
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. But yeah, you got any, that'd be it for the Dolphins versus the Texans. Let's move on to the next game here. We have got the Bengals versus the Texans, and that is our Manscaped game of the week. Guys, we're talking about Manscaped a lot here. Guys, I just kind of want to show everybody what's going on here. So we are going to bust, we got this wheel going here. You know what I mean? We're putting names over here. So far we got Albert, Tommy, and Cody. We're going to spin that bad boy, and somebody is going to get a performance package, bro. No I'm doubt. Excited. All you got to do is subscribe to the channel, comment down below, and you could get this performance package valued at $130. But let's move on to the game, buddy.
Yeah, man. So actually, typo down there. It's Bengals versus the Titans, not the Texans, but we're here for it. And the over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas has the Bengals picked to win by 1.5. I like the Titans to get an upset here. I like the Titans to win this game.
Yeah, me too, actually. I also picked the Titans to win this game. What are you talking about? I don't see no typo. It still says it. I thought I fixed it. What are you going to do? Bengals versus the Titans. Yeah, I got the Titans winning.
Jumping into my starts for the Titans, I think Tannehill is streamable. He's finally got to the point where he's stepping it up enough to be in the streamable category. Derrick Henry, you're obviously putting that dude out there. The guy, homeboy behind him, has been questionable in practice, so that's just more work for Derrick Henry. Burks is definitely flex worthy. Of course, he hasn't done anything too great yet, but he's looking really good on the field after he's came back from his turf toe. I think he's definitely flex worthy in this matchup. Robert Woods, I would probably bench in most circumstances. I know he had a good game last week, but he's been so inconsistent throughout the season. It's just somebody I'm looking to bench. And then Austin Hooper is streamable, but he's touchdown dependent. So it's boom or bust situation for you.
Right. And you just got to hope that, Ryan Tannehill is on, because if he's on, then hopefully Hooper will get some,
or, you know, Derrick Henry could be on and throw him a touchdown like he did last week.
Who knows, bro? And Jay Jim from Twitch has got a question from us. Awesome. We don't get a lot from Twitch going on over there, guys. Which running back do you think will be the best on the Rams now?
Man, you know, so Cam Akers touched the ball more, but Kyren Williams was on the field more. So it's really hard to tell. I really think that they go with the Cam Akers. But, and you know, if the Rams are starting to look like they're, you know, they're out of playoff contention, then they probably will work Kyren in there more to try to get him, you know, a little more reps and get him ready for next year. So it's really tough, I think. But if I had to start one this week, I'm going with Cam Akers.
Yeah, I mean, you just assume he's going to get the bulk of the carries. That doesn't always mean good stuff for him. Honestly, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch a game, maybe even two here. But I like Kyren Williams a lot, and I hope he does big things over there. But Connie's got a question. By the way, Jay, Jim, Connie, you're both entered into the Manscaped giveaway at the end of the video. Connie asks, would you start Rashad over Christian Kirk or T. Higgins? Leonard Fournette is doubtful, so keep that in mind.
I'm definitely starting Rashad White over both of those. Over Christian Kirk. T. Higgins is a little tougher decision there for me, honestly.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But the Tennessee defense, man, they're fierce, and so it worries me a little bit about Higgins. And I like starting running backs, because I'm assuming this is a flex question with the running back and wide receiver in question. I like running backs in my flex more than anything because they can get more work. So I think I would definitely go Rashad White in this, and it's tough with T. Higgins, but I think I go White.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to give him the ball and he's going to eat it up. T. Higgins, you hope Burrow throws it to him. Jamar Chase might be back. Yeah. I like Rashad White in the flex, I assume, over T. Higgins there. And Cody says Traylon can't lose.
Dang, dang.
We're going to find out. We got a question from Dynasty Life Fantasy Football. Hey, thanks for watching, guys. I know y'all know how it is over here. Hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the channel, guys. Enter in for the Manscaped at the end of the video. But let's see. What's up, fellas? ETN, Jeff Wilson, Damian Pierce. Gotta pick two. Currently have ETN and Wilson in since Mostert's out. What are y'all thinking? Pierce just worried about the matchup and then being down.
Yeah, I think I like ETN and Wilson both here over Pierce, but really I think you're not going to go wrong in any one of these picks. I think all three of them have a great week. You're just going to be missing a point here or a point there that you're going to be upset about, but I think you could pick any of the three, but I like ETN and Wilson over Pierce.
I agree absolutely. And let's see, Jeff Johnson, who would I flex this week? Palmer, Hollywood, or Rashad White full PPR?
In my opinion, it's Rashad White. Obviously, he's getting the points through the air with the PPR there. Him and Brady got that connection. Hollywood Brown is coming off the injury. I'm scared to start him this first week back. I think that if you have him, you probably do. But if you have a better option, I would go with it. And I think Rashad White is that. Mm-hmm. Josh Palmer, you know, I know he had such an amazing week last week. I just don't know if it's consistent and that's going to stay. I know Mike Williams is still questionable. For this game, he's out completely.
Yeah, he's gone.
I still think I would go Rashad White in that group.
I agree. I just feel like he is going to eat Fournette's out of there. He's going to do what he's supposed to be doing with his opportunities there. I also like Rashad White and full PPR. You know, Brady loves throwing the ball to the running back. So, Jeff Johnson, you're also entered. Stick around to the end where we're doing our drawing. Sir Bones a lot. You knew this guy was popping up, Trey.
In the clouds.
Always. Sir Bongslot, you know you're in there, buddy. I got you in there. Cody's got one for us. Higgins or Burks?
Yeah, you know, this is tough for me because I love me some Burks, but I got to go with the consistency with Higgins for this one for sure.
Absolutely. Connie says, thanks, boys. And Tino's time. What up, Tino? Hit that like button for us, buddy. You know how much we love that stuff. What's up, guys? Do you start Aaron Jones or Lockett in the flex?
This is Aaron Jones for me all day.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron Jones has a great week. And even though they're playing the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles – I think if anybody gets fantasy value on the Packers this week, it's Aaron Jones. And Lockett, you know, you're still hoping for those deep shot, you know, hit or miss catches, where Aaron Jones has been pretty consistent all year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And Connie says starting Dalvin on Thanksgiving was brutal.
I did the same. It's brutal, but, you know, it is what it is. Moving on, moving forward, we get better.
Absolutely. And Connie says, are you guys concerned about Justin Fields considering the shoulder injury hampering his scrambling ability?
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little more when we get to the Bears game, but I'm definitely concerned about Justin Fields this week.
And Sir Bongzalat says that all it takes is one. Yes, sir. Tommy, we got a question from Tommy. Full PPR, flex Rashad White, Michael Carter, or what is that?
Who is Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Donovan Peoples-Jones. Then them three letters mess me up.
So I think this depends on if you're, you know, really needing a win. Because in my opinion, I want to start Michael Carter out of these three because your boy Mike White is in there. Mr. Checkdown King to the running back. And I like that. I'm excited about that for Michael Carter. But we haven't seen it yet, so it's scary. So I think Rashad White is the safer pick here. But Michael Carter could have an insane week with Mike White in there. So I think you go Rashad White, but my heart tells me Michael Carter.
Right. And Tino says, hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving. By the way, it's full PPR. That's for the question earlier. But we did. I had a great Thanksgiving. Trey, you?
Yeah, I did, man. I just now had another plate of leftovers. I just take Tupperware with me everywhere I go, fill it up in the back corner, and then sneak it out the back door, and I can eat for a week.
That feels like a Trey thing right there, absolutely. Go ahead with the Titans starts, Trey.
So we did the Titans. Jumping into the Bengals starts. Obviously, we're starting Joe Burrow. Mixon is ruled out, so P. Ryan is very startable. No, he probably won't get three touchdowns. But he will get the volume, and that's worth the start. Higgins, you know, we've talked about him. We're obviously going to start him. If Chase is back, I think you start him. I mean, it's hard to put, you know, one of the best wide receivers on your team on the bench, you know, to get him a ready week or whatever, because he could come out and be great. I mean, it's Jamar Chase. I'm continuing to start Hayden Hurst for lack of better options. I mean, he's a 6 to 7 point tight end every week with touchdown upside. And with Chase most likely back, I'm not starting Boyd this week.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Chase might be back, right? It's game time, so we don't know exactly what's going to happen there. So we'll find out. AJ popping in. What up, fellas? AJ, that's my dude over there. He's got a show over on the 420 Fantasy Hustler Network, guys. Check that out. Good dude over there. AJ, you're in the Manscaped drawing, buddy. You know I got you. But, yeah, let's move on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Broncos versus the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 36.5 points. Vegas has the Broncos winning by 2.5. I think the Broncos defense shut the Panthers down enough where they pull this dub off.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I got you. Wait. You got the Broncos winning?
Yeah.
I got the Panthers pulling it out, buddy. Sam Darnold's going to come out swinging, bro. Watch. Now, I'm not saying start Sam Darnold, but I think, you know, he's been sitting there just getting mad, bro. Just like, I should have that job. PJ Walker, come on. And I think he's going to have something to prove, and he's going to be slinging the ball around. Yeah, but let's go ahead and start with the Broncos starts. Latavius Murray, you got to start him up. He's taking that lead back role there. Don't forget Marlon Mack is also going to be there getting some carries, but I'm not starting him. Obviously, I'm sitting Marlon Mack. But I think they're going to try to maybe do a two-headed monster there. I think Marlon would be more of the pass-catching back, and you know Murray's going to be that third-down back, right? I'm going to start Cortland Sutton here, man. I think Cortland Sutton has a good game. I know it's been a little rough, you Cortland Sutton owners, but I think he has a good game here. And if you absolutely had to, I might flex Kendall Hinton just if you're in need of help, only because Russell Wilson seems to really like him a lot and he wants to get him the targets. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I like that a lot. The only thing I would say is, you know, Dulcich, you know, he hasn't been that great. But like I said, tight end is tough. And if you got to just close your eyes and pick one, I'm landing on Dulcich most of the time.
I agree. I do. I think he has a bounce back game, honestly. But let's go ahead and move on to the Panthers starts here. Like I said, I think Sam Darnold surprises us. Again, not saying start this guy. I'm just saying I think he's going to come out slinging. The Broncos are 17th against opposing wide receivers. That being said, I think, you know, I know their defense is really good. But I think DJ Moore does decent here. And I'm going to start DJ Moore. Maybe even start Terrence Marshall. Deontay Foreman, I'll say this. Every other game, Deontay Foreman does good.
Yeah.
And it's time for a good game from Deontay Foreman. He has great game, nothing. Great game, nothing. It's great game time, baby.
Hey.
What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think DJ Moore has a great comeback game with Sam Darnold. I mean, they got the connection. They got the history. I think he's going to get peppered with targets. I think he's a great start. And I like the Foreman having a great game this week.
I bet you do, buddy. You got him somewhere, don't you?
I don't, actually. I don't have Foreman anywhere.
Oh, well, he just likes it then. Good. I like that. Albert's got a question for us before we move on. Would you guys start Lockett or Juju half PPR?
Yeah, and normally I would say Lockett in this, but I'm actually going to go Juju. I like the matchup against the Rams, and also with Kadarius Toney out, even though you know he hadn't really been that big a part in offense, it's just going to give more targets for Juju. I like Juju as the best wide receiver on the Chiefs this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, buddy, for sure. That's all I got, though, for that game. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. Where is it? What do we got? The Buccaneers? Wait.
Jets no. And the Bears.
Yeah. The Bears versus the Jets.
There it is. Over-under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas has the Jets winning by 4.5. Give me the Jets to take this dub. I think regardless if Fields is in or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Mike White coming in. MVP.
Mike White.
Yeah, the Bears are just awful this year. I'm going to go with the Jets, too, taking the W on that one. What you got, buddy?
Jumping into my Jets starts, no one on this team really had fantasy value last week except for the defense, but that was against the Patriots, and this is the Bears. So with Mike, the check down White getting the start, I'm starting Michael Carter. I think you can possibly flex James Robinson. I think with Mike White in there, I think he gets enough value to be flexible. Mm. And Tyler Conklin is even worth throwing in the mix because Mike White loves to check down, baby, and he likes them short, open passes. He don't really like to go deep. Garrett Wilson is scary because we don't know his chemistry with Mike White, but I think that if you have him, you're probably going to flex him regardless.
Yeah.
And you're taking a big shot at trusting Elijah Moore. I know that him and Mike White have had a history, but it's a big shot trusting him this week. I think I would go ahead and bench Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Elijah Moore, bench him. Guys, just your friendly reminder here, guys. Look at all the names that are on the list so far, guys. Get your comments in. Subscribe to the channel. We'll add your name to this list. We're spinning it at the end. And somebody's getting a performance package with all the goodies, guys. All the goodies here.
No doubt.
But we got a question, Trey. George says, half PPR, pick 2, AJ Brown, Mike Evans, and Damian Pierce.
This is pretty easy for me. It's AJ Brown and Damian Pierce. Mike Evans is just kind of getting faded out by Godwin, and Brown's the best wide receiver on his team, and Damian Pierce is the only running back that's worth the shit in Houston. So I like those two over Evans.
I agree. It sucks, but do you think Mike Evans goes over 1,000 yards this year?
It's going to be tough for him too, man. I mean, he's going to have to really step it up.
It hurts me to not pick Mike Evans here. I just want you to know that, but yeah. I agree with you.
It hurts me to pick AJ Brown here.
I know. That's true. That's true.
But jumping into my Bears starts, of course, Justin Fields is a game time decision, but he has a separated shoulder. I really don't think he plays, and even if he does, I'm terrified to start him. I just think you should really try to pivot somewhere else for Fields owners. Trevor Siemian is getting the start, and I'm not starting him for anything. But that does make my boy David Montgomery my start of the week, baby. Now, I don't think that, you know, I know the Jets defense is good, but I really think that this dude has the potential to get 20 plus carries in this matchup. I mean, it's just going to be a volume monster because they don't want Siemian throwing it away. And they really ain't got nobody else, so they're just going to hand it off to Montgomery as much as physically possible. That's fantasy value. Mooney and Kmet both have value, but Siemian can't run like Fields, so they're going to have to throw it some. I just worry about the accuracy. So if I can, I'm pivoting from both of them, but I understand trying to throw either one of them out there. It's tough out here in these streets.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like it. I like it a lot. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. I've got the Falcons versus the Commanders.
All right, over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Commanders winning by 3. I think the Commanders win by more than three. I think this is a pretty simple pick here. The Commanders defense have been on point, and the Falcons just haven't been that great.
All right. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, dude. Commanders take it. That defense has been lights out. We got a couple questions here, Trey. Tommy says, half PPR, Travis Etienne, Devontae Smith, Foreman, or Curtis Samuel, Trey?
I like Travis Etienne out of that group. If we're just picking one, I like Travis Etienne. Probably next I would go Devonta Smith just because A.J. Brown has had an illness. And I think they're slowly working Devonta Smith even more into that matchup. And I know that he's also been injured in practice, but he's good to go, cleared for the game. I like Devonta Smith as a backup behind Etienne.
Yeah, I'm going to go Etienne then Foreman just because I think Foreman's going to have a big game here. But, yeah, I like it. I could go either way, honestly. And Connie says, do I fire up Tom Brady instead of Fields this week?
Yeah, I think you definitely do. And I think you're doing the same thing, aren't you, Bandy?
Yeah, I am. I wanted to see what you had to say about it. I am. I'm firing up Tom Brady instead of Justin Fields this week. That shoulder injury is scaring me, buddy. Jim from Twitch says, do you think Baltimore's backfield will become a committee? Or do you think Dobbins or Edwards can separate themselves ahead of the pack?
Man, I really just right now, I definitely agree that I think it's going to be a committee. Now, I think that Dobbins, if he can stay healthy, has the potential to separate himself. But it's going to take weeks for him to prove that because he hasn't and the team knows it. I mean, he just can't stay healthy. So I definitely think it'll be a committee. I still have Dobbins on my IR right now and I'm holding him just to see what happens. But I understand if you don't have the room, like it's really hard to roster either one of those guys.
Yep. I agree. But let's get into some Falcons start, Trey. Did you do that one or did I do that one?
You did that one.
Yeah, okay. I got them a little mixed up. Falcons starts here. Mariota's been playing good. You know, I think, two quarterback league. I mean, maybe if your quarterback's not producing in a one quarterback league, you might be able to throw Mariota out there. Who knows? Drake London's been starting to do things, man. He's kind of been starting to, be something, and I hope he can continue to do that there. And I like Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm going to keep starting Cordarrelle Patterson, because it's Cordarrelle Patterson. He saved it last week with that big run. I mean, some leagues don't count those yards in the kick returns. In our league, I like giving him a little bit for that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I've seen where some leagues just give him 6 points for the touchdown, and I think that's cool too. But I really wish we could get the whole yardage, baby, because it's they worked for it. I think you should get like double the yardage for returning a kick because it's hard to do that in the NFL.
I agree. What else do you think for the Falcons?
Only thing I would say, Kyle Pitts on IR, thank God you don't even have to worry about him. but I'm not starting anybody else in a tight end position on that team. I like that. I mean, Cordarrelle and London are pretty much where I'm looking.
And is Drake worth keeping on your roster?
I'm assuming this is Kenyon Drake after talking about the Baltimore backfield. Bet. I think you definitely keep him until you see someone outshine him. Because as of right now, he's really their go-to guy. And who knows, with the committee, he might get the most work. They're probably going to play the hot hand, with as many injuries as they had. So I would keep him until he's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's somebody that you just have to have. I mean, if you can pick up P. Ryan or, Latavius Murray or something, then I think I'd hold on to Kenyon Drake also. I mean, Gus Edwards is probably coming back. I don't know exactly. Nobody really does. But, that game last week, though, we thought Drake was going to go off against the Panthers, and it was rough. I had something go through like 9 points for Kenyon Drake. I was like, yes, and then it just got erased. I assume there was a flag on the play, but, that was terrible. But let's move on to some Commanders starts here. I mean, Heinicke's been playing good, but I don't think he's been playing fantasy good here. So, I mean, if you have to in a two quarterback or a deep league, I'm going to probably stay away from Heinicke, even though I think it's a really good matchup for him. Gibson's been legit lately. I think I'm going to start Gibson here. Brian Robinson, he's starting to catch fire. I think I'm also going to start him too. And Logan Thomas has been doing pretty well. It's weird. The Commanders have been doing really decent lately. I mean, they're falling into the fantasy category. I like it. And Terry McLaurin, I'm going to start Terry McLaurin in this matchup. I think it's a good one for him. Curtis Samuel, it's God. You never know what he's going to do, man. What do you think? Are you starting Curtis Samuel?
Man, I'm not personally, but it's definitely boom or bust with him. You know, he has weeks where he does great. He has weeks where he does okay. Normally, he doesn't just kill you, but, you know, you need more out of him when you want to. So I'm struggling to start Curtis Samuel this week. I do like starting both the running backs in this matchup, Robinson and Gibson. And I mean, the team's high on Heinicke. So, I mean, that's what they're doing. And I like it. One thing I want to shout out, Facebook user that commented about Kenyon Drake, come over to the YouTube and comment so we can get your name and we can put you in the drawing for the Manscaped Performance Package, baby.
Absolutely. We're drawing it at the end of this episode. Anybody who comments on the video, they're getting added to the Wheel of Destiny here to be entered. And we're giving it away right here on this show. In about 30 minutes or so, you're going to get it. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. I've got the Buccaneers versus the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Bucs winning by 3. Yeah, obviously, I think the Bucs win this game. I don't see the Browns taking the Bucs. I know I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think the Bucs can pull it off. I think this is a matchup that, I mean, Brady versus Brissett, I feel like Brady takes the dub.
Is it that obvious, though, Trey? I want it to be that obvious. I really do. But the Browns have had moments of, like, ridiculous, like, comebacks coming, just doing big things, man. It scares me. But I'm taking my boys to win this matchup.
Yeah, I'm a little low on the Browns ever since I went to the Miami Browns game and the Miami Dolphins just destroyed them. But jumping into my Bucs starts, like we said earlier, we're starting Brady this week. Rashad White, I'm starting. They come out, said they're playing the hot hand. That is Rashad White. His hand is on fire. you know, he's got the glove. Fournette, I put him on the bench. I'm worried about starting him at all.
He's doubtful.
He's doubtful as well. Mm-hmm. But like even in like maybe in like 16 team leagues, if he plays, you know, it could be worth a toss. But it's tough, man. It's crazy too because you know, ouch, you drafted him in the second or third round.
Ouch.
And so it's very tough. But I think Rashad White is the pick here. Mm-hmm. Also, you're starting Godwin. I mean, this dude's been pretty solid for you every week, regardless of how well the team performs. And Evans is really a low floor flex play. I mean, you know, his floor is very low, but he has the potential. We know, we've seen it. So I mean, if you're tossing him in there, you're hoping for the best because he has the potential to really put up not a whole lot. And honestly, I think I'm Julio Jones has a higher ceiling than Evans. But I think he also has a lower floor. So it's kind of like if you're looking for boomer bust, go Julio. If you're just needing, you know, 6-7 points and maybe a little more, I'd go Evans, you know. But really, I'd try to pivot somewhere else.
For sure, for sure. And JJM says it's a home game for Amari Cooper. What, is he from Tampa or something?
Possible.
JJM, jump over to the YouTube, buddy, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you're not already, man. And that I already got your name on the list, don't get me wrong, but you got to be a subscriber to win it. So just throwing that out there, buddy. But yeah.
Jumping into my Brown starts, Jacoby Brissett. Brissett in a two quarterback, I think he's worth starting. In single quarterback, I think he's not. Obviously you're starting Nick Chubb. I mean, every week you gotta start this dude. Hunt is now an afterthought. But Amari Cooper, I think you can start him. And Donovan Peoples-Jones should be rostered in all leagues bigger than 12 teams. This dude has been super consistent and really doing this thing. I like Donovan Peoples-Jones a lot this week. David Njoku, he's kind of getting back in the groove. He should have a decent game. You know, don't have high expectations, but he's gonna be better than a lot of the guys you're gonna find on the waivers.
Sure, for sure. Shake it off, Njoku. Get back in there, bud. Slap him in. Get in there, Njoku. You got this, buddy. I like it. I like it, Trey. We got a question from Charlie Wynn. Says, half PPR, pick one, Juju, Palmer, Christian Watson. Thanks.
My personal opinion, and this is just because I don't like to root for the Chiefs, I would go Palmer because Palmer had a great week. Now, I think that's a riskier pick. I think Juju is the safest pick here, but I don't like to root for Juju. And so I like Palmer, and I would hope that he has the same kind of week that he had last week. So I'm going Palmer for ceiling and Juju for safe.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Let's not forget Christian Watson seems to be getting touchdowns all over the place.
It's so touchdown dependent, man. It's like, it scares me to death.
Yeah, but what happens? Aaron Rodgers bombs one to Christian Watson. He actually catches it, bro. Yeah. But I agree with you. It's too scary. It's Christian Watson starting him is scary because he may be great. He may not be great. Thanks for the question, Charlie. And we got your name on the list for the Manscaped Performance Package valued at $130. Subscribe to the channel. And at the end of this thing, we're drawing a name off the big wheel. And somebody's getting a performance package, buddy, with all the good stuff that comes with it. And JG, I'm throwing out there, it's a home game for the Browns. And Cooper has been trash in away games and amazing at home games, strangely, this season. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually heard that as well. But like I said, I think Cooper has a really solid game.
Oh, so they're not even in. They're not even
no,
in.
No, it's Tampa. Yeah. Cleveland.
Oh, hey, there you go. All right, buddy. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. I've got the Ravens versus the Jaguars.
Over under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Ravens winning by 4.5. I like the Ravens to take the dub here. I mean, the Jags have been better, but the Ravens are better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the Ravens winning. Like you said, the Jaguars have been a little better, but I think the Ravens, if they're playing their best football, which you never know which Ravens team you're going to get, will win this matchup. But let's go ahead and move on to some Ravens starts. If Gus Edwards plays, I think I want to start him. I mean, if he plays, I don't think I want to start Kenyon Drake, honestly. I think they're going to, you know, I don't even think they'll put him on a snap count. I think Gus Edwards, they'll just be like giving him the ball between him and Lamar. It'd be hard for Drake to get anything in there. I want to say, if you look up and down the Ravens roster, it's question mark, question mark, question mark. All of them, bro, hurt. So it's scary to start any wide receivers because of that. But I will say this, Mark Andrews should have an amazing game because he's the healthiest pass catching back and he's coming back from injury. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
But if I had to start a wide receiver here, I think Duvernay is the call. I know we had DeMarcus Robinson on the waiver wire show. If you watch that and if you're in a pinch, maybe you flex him, maybe in a pinch. Lamar says he wants to throw the ball to him more, so we can see what happens. But I think Duvernay would be the call here. What do you think?
I think I don't start either one of them this week. Yeah. And I think you just pivot to somebody else. I mean,
yeah, it's against the Jaguars. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But let's go ahead and move on to the Jaguars starts. I'm going to start Christian Kirk. Trevor Lawrence, he could have a good game. I mean, the Ravens are 11th against opposing quarterbacks. So Trevor Lawrence could have a good game here, and I think I want to start him. ETN, welcome back, buddy. We missed you. Throw that guy in there, of course. And I think Evan Engram has a good game. He's back from injury. If he can stay healthy, I think I said this a while back. You know, I was surprised Evan Engram had been healthy this entire time, and there he went. But if he can stay healthy, I think he's as good in this game.
Yeah, I like that. I like Evan Engram to get a couple points out there. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a boring game, but I think it'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be it, huh?
That'd be it.
Well, then let's go ahead and move on to the next game. I've got the Raiders versus the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas correctly has the Seahawks winning by 3.5. Maybe by more, but definitely I think the Seahawks take the dub. The Raiders just have not been it this year.
Yeah, it's crazy. You think with the weapons and all that, they just can't put it together, buddy. Maybe next year, huh?
Exactly. But jumping into my Seattle starts, Geno Smith, I mean, this dude's been consistent for you. You can put him out there. Tyler Lockett, obviously you're starting that dude. DK Metcalf, worth a shot. Kenneth Walker III, baby. This dude, I know he's had some rough weeks, but I think this dude's going to go insane in this matchup with the Raiders just being as bad as they are. And there's no tight end for Seattle that I really want to start.
Yeah, can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
I agree.
And then jumping to the Raiders starts, Derek Carr, I think, is a two quarterback only startable. It's really hard to stream him in single quarterback leagues. Yeah, pain coming from a Raiders fan. Exactly.
Sorry, Connie.
Adams, you have to start him. You know, I know he's had a couple down weeks, but you have to start Adams every week. Josh Jacobs popped up late today with a questionable tag on his ankle. You have to start him, though, I think, if you have him. I mean, this dude is blown us all out of the water.
Well, he popped up on the injury report. So
he's questionable. But if he starts, I think you have to play him.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, what do you think about Ameer Abdul?
I think you move to somebody else. I don't think you go Ameer Abdul or Zamir White or whoever it may be that they try to
play. I would love to see the rookie Zamir White get out there and do some stuff, man. Give him an actual opportunity. Josh Jacobs been too good this year. Obviously, the offensive line is blocking decent, right? Or Josh Jacobs wouldn't be doing as well as he has been. I don't know. Just saying.
And I'd like to see Zamir White get out there, but I don't want to bank my fantasy playoffs.
I agree, buddy.
And honestly, that's it for me for the Raiders starts. I'd maybe toss out Foster Moreau, but his floor is 0 points, and that's not something I want to chase.
No, never chasing them zeros or them negatives.
Right.
I agree. Velaz the Goat says, should I trade Hollywood and Najee for AJ Brown? I'm 5-6.
I actually like that trade a lot. I would trade Hollywood before he comes back. You know, we haven't seen Hollywood and Hopkins on the field at the same time. I worry that's, you know, Hollywood just going to be an afterthought. And Najee is an afterthought. So I like both of them for AJ Brown. I think you snap take that trade.
Even though Najee has been like, you know, starting to do good.
I'm done with Najee. I've been done with Najee. I don't care if he has a couple good games. I'm done.
I don't know, man. I think he's starting to catch fire, man. I worry about that trade, and it's not even for the Hollywood of it all. It's for the Najee. I've been thinking, you know, like if I could get me some shares of Najee, I would be happy about it, you know?
Not me, baby. I'm terrified of
that. Blaz the Goat, subscribe to the channel, buddy, and I put your name on the list for the performance package that we're giving away at the end of this video, valued at $130. Got to be a subscriber, though. We got you on the list. He says his team is Geno, Saquon, Najee, Sutton, Gabe Davis, Higby, Hurst, Zeke, Rashad White, Pacheco, and Christian Watson.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm starting Rashad White over Najee this week. I like Saquon up there. And then, you know, with your wide receivers, it looks like you're struggling a little bit. And I would go get me an A.J. Brown. So I like that a lot.
I do. Now, seeing all that, yeah, I agree. I'd do that trade. Absolutely. And then Sir Bong's a lot just checking in to say, don't forget I'm here in the clouds, buddy. Awesome. That's the Raiders and the Seahawks. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. I've got the Chargers versus the Cardinals.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 3. I like the Chargers to get the dub here.
Yeah, me too. I do too. The Cardinals have just played terrible this year, man. I know they had Colt McCoy there, but it just has not looked good at all. So I think the Chargers win too. Well, let's get on to some Chargers starts here, buddy. I think Herbert has had a rough time, but I think I'm starting Herbert still here. Mike Williams is out, so fire up Joshua Palmer and Keenan Allen, obviously. Michael Bandy. Sit Michael Bandy. I mean, I want to start him. I want him to be great just because we got the same last name. But, you know, it hurts. It hurts me inside. But, hey, when he gets a couple of catches, think of your boy. and sit Gerald Everett. Sit Gerald Everett.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with everything.
You agree with everything. That's what I like to hear, buddy. Guys, don't forget to comment on the video. We got you. But let's move on to some Cardinals starts here. Kyler's back. I guess he got his fill of Call of Duty, and he's back, so I'm going to start him up. James Conner, he's been on a roll lately. I'm going to go ahead and start James Conner up, throw him in there. D-Hop has been a PPR monster this year, dude, just getting targets. I'm always starting D-Hop, obviously. If you held on to D-Hop, if you drafted him and held on to him, bravo. Patience, my friend. You had patience. I like it. And I like Matt Prater in this matchup.
Okay, I like it.
Get a little kicker action going on. And if Marquise Brown plays, I mean, if you don't have a better option, I would throw him in there. I know you don't like starting people coming off the IR, and I've had good things and bad things happen that way, you know, snap counts and whatnot. But if you need them, throw them in there.
Yeah, it's tough, but I think that he definitely can be better than a lot of people that you're going to throw out there.
And Vlad's popping in again, says, I'm considering Saquon Sutton for Devontae and Fields.
Oof, that's tough. I would wait and see how Fields does with this injury. Then, because it's hard for me to get rid of Saquon, man. He's just been so good on the year.
Yeah. That's a tough one, buddy. I see why you're considering it. Fields, you know, he's still trying to play through it. So he's probably going to be all right. My worry is he pops back on the field and gets hurt immediately. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm worried about. And then you're out Saquon. But it would be nice to pick up Devontae. I get it. And Ignitus says, sit one, Jamar, Walker, or ETN. Oh, good one. Sit one of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it's Jamar. I mean, we don't even know if he's back yet. I just like the consistency and the safety net of Walker and ETN versus Jamar maybe being on the snap count or whatever, you know. It scares me. I think he might have a good game, but he might not even be back. So, yeah, I like Walker and ETN.
And I said the name wrong, Ignatius Pennyfeather. I apologize. But Ignatius Pennyfeather, you are in the Manscaped giveaway we're doing at the end of this video. And Kilo popping in says, happy holidays. Hey, appreciate that. Happy holidays, fellas. Foreman or Burks at flex, full PPR.
Yeah, it's tough, honestly. This is more surprising of a tough question than I thought it would be. But I do think I lean Foreman here just because we haven't seen enough out of Burks. And Foreman, you know, is like their powerhouse at this point. And I think volume-wise, Foreman's going to get more of it. So I like the volume here.
Yeah, we know Burks has we know Burks' floor. I mean, we know Foreman's floor too, but his ceiling is super high there. So I agree. Go with the Foreman there. And Kilo, I got you in the drawing for the Manscaped performance package. Got it on the wheel there. Guys, I cannot wait to give this thing away. It's going to be fun. Got to be a subscriber to the channel, guys. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button.
Make sure you are subscribed and go ahead and like the video for us. You know, we're giving away big stuff. So go ahead and hit us with a like.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Love it when you get in there, buddy. Yeah. Is that you got anything else? Chargers,
that's
Cardinals?
That's good for me. I'm good there on them.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. I've got the Saints versus the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the 49ers winning by 8.5. I think this game is closer than what Vegas thinks. I don't even know. I probably would bet the under on this game. I think this is going to be a highly defensive game, but who knows, because there's a lot of good offensive options in this matchup that I really want to start. But jumping into them, the Niners, Jimmy G, he's been consistent enough that you can stream him week-to-week matchup. It's scary against the Saints, but I understand if you have to. You know, Debo is limited with a hamstring. He's hopeful to play, but limit your expectations of starting him because his hamstring has been hurting him all year. Both CMC and Elijah Mitchell have value, but with the Saints defense, I'm only starting CMC in this matchup. I'm benching Mitchell. And then Ayuk has been great, and he should be started. And then Kittle is an every week start with tight end being so rough.
Yeah, I mean, Kittle went off last week, dude. I was playing against a man, and I had dude by a huge margin, dude. But he had Garoppolo and Kittle, dude. And Garoppolo's just throwing to Kittle. boom, boom. Cardinals defense is giving up on the play, dude. I was screaming at the TV, bro. But, I mean, I definitely kept the win, just saying. But right. I got a little nervous, you know what I mean? But I like it. I like it. For you DFS lovers out there, I think Hufanga gets a pick off of the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. Just throwing that out there. But I like it, buddy.
I like it. I like it. Moving to Saints starts. Andy Dalton and two quarterback, I think is definitely worth a start. He's a desperation stream in single quarterbacks. I mean, he's had some crazy high weeks with 300 plus yards. If you have Kamara, you're starting him, but I'm worried the Niners are going to swallow him up. I really do. And then Olave, I feel like he's an every week start at this point. And then Juwan Johnson just keeps getting a touchdown, so he's worth a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it, buddy. I like it a lot. Let's see. He says, Facebook user says, what is the page called on YouTube? Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
That's right, baby.
Hop in there, buddy. Vlas has another one for us, buddy. He says, Saquon Sutton for Hill Singletary. He's trying
I
to
like
get rid
that
of
a lot more.
He's trying to get rid of some Saquon, ain't he? You hey, love
but,
me.
But for Hill Singletary, I think I do that all day, honestly.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. He says, I might try pushing for that. Yeah, I push yeah, I for like it, buddy. That. I like it. Or bundling Zeke with Hollywood for someone. I don't know who, though. I like this guy, bro. He yeah. is dabbling in some trades. I love that.
Better get him in because it's about to be up.
Tommy's popping and saying, I win. I don't know yet, buddy. We're getting there. We're getting there. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. That's Sunday night football. We got the Rams versus the Chiefs.
That's not Sunday night football.
It's not?
Eagles-Packers is Sunday night football.
Oh, my bad. We got the Rams versus the Chiefs for your regular 4 o'clock slot.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 14.5. I hardly ever would bet anyone to win by more than 14 points. So if I'm betting, I'm going to pick the spread on the Rams side. But I do think the Chiefs pretty much win this game.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Stafford's out. The defense is playing like crap. I agree. Chiefs win this game, buddy. I mean, I don't see how they don't here. Let's get into some starts for the Rams. Honestly, I don't like starting any Rams, bro. It scares me. If I had to start one, I mean, maybe Allen Robinson, but I mean, he's questionable. So who knows? I mean, Tyler Higbee's also questionable. If he plays, I mean, he might get enough points to help you out. John Wolford is getting a start here, and I just don't like starting any of these guys, man.
No, I like it. Like, just don't fucking start a Ram and be done with them.
Yeah, like them. Exactly. Before we get to the Chiefs, Bush TV says, need to know who to start. Two running backs, one flex, JT/Chubb/ETN/Higgins, non-PPR with the bad matchups for Chubb and ETN. What do you think?
Yeah, so I like JT. I think Jonathan Taylor has really been picking it up. But I think I think I'd go JT, Chubb, and ETN regardless of the matchups. I think they all have such a higher ceiling than Higgins, especially if Chase is back. I like the triple running back play here. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And we finally get a name to the Facebook user, Eric Brischel. I was a Facebook user. Hey. There he is. What's up, buddy? You're in there, buddy. Eric, on the list. Gotcha. And Sir Bongsla says, you always win listening to this pod.
Let's go.
Let's go, Sir Bongsla. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. And Tommy, of course, he's got to get his stuff in there. Go, Pack, go. We're getting there, buddy. We're getting there. But let's go ahead and move on to the Chiefs starts here. Juju, I like starting Juju here. Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, he didn't do like as amazing as we were all hoping he was going to do last week, but I'm starting him up again. I think you got to sit Sky Moore. Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, I think you could maybe start him. The Rams are giving up a lot of yards in the slot. So, you know, it's risky, but I could see him as a flex play if need be. And I just want to throw this out here that I hope to see Ronald Jones play. I mean, I'm not starting him or anything like that. He ain't even on the, ain't even in the list. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying I want to see Ronald Jones play just because, you know, he come from the Bucks. I want to see him get some dirt there.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we're moving on to the next game, and this definitely is Sunday night football. I've got the Packers versus the Eagles.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 6.5. Give me the Eagles to beat the Packers. I don't care what all y'all haters say. The Eagles get the dub here.
Yeah. No. No.
Knew it.
I got the Packers taking the W here. You're like, really? He agrees? Yeah, I got the Packers taking the win. I mean, they're getting embarrassed, you know, and I just think they come out and win. I know Tommy liked that one, but I got the Packers taking it, buddy. I just think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out swinging.
Jumping into my starts.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We got the Eagles starts here. Jalen Hurts, you're starting this dude up. He's a monster. A.J. Brown's been sick, but he's cleared to play, so you're starting him. Smith is cleared from the injury report with his knee. I think you got to start both these guys. Sanders just hasn't been getting it done, but he's been kept out of the end zone in several games in a row. I like him to get a touchdown in this one and have a little comeback week, so I think you start him. And I'm not starting any tight end on this team with Goddard on IR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Sounds good. I love it.
But jumping into my Packers starts, Rodgers consistently is a possible streamer, but he's not top 12 quarterback. Aaron Jones is a must start, obviously. And
he says the Packers must beat the Lions before they can beat the Eagles. Oh, wait.
Starting Watson as long as he's getting all the touchdowns. I mean, it's scary, but you feel like you have to. You can't bench somebody who's getting 2+ touchdowns a game. Cobb and Lazard both have been limited in practice. Both are boomer bust starts this week against a solid Eagles defense. And Tonyan is just not startable. Rodgers has forgot all about his favorite tight end.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. But I'm starting Lazard. I'm going to start Lazard here. I just don't have a lot of great wide receiver options on one of my leagues. So I think Lazard, he's got a good ceiling there and he could hit it. You never know.
Yeah. Boomer bust, baby.
But Velaz says, would you do Najee and Watson for Amon-Ra?
I would. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Christian, I love Amon-Ra. Right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's Christian Watson.
Christian Watson and Najee for Amon-Ra? Oh, yeah, we know what his team looks like here. That would mean he's keeping Saquon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I'd trade for Amon-Ra. I think I've actually tried to send, like, what was it? No, that was Henry for Hill directly. But,
yeah.
Amon-Ra is another guy that I'm steadily trying to get, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, bro, the trade deadline, at least in our league, is over tomorrow. I sent you a trade, by the way. I didn't see it,
by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I threw it out there, but because you said nobody ever sends you trades, so I sent you one. I think it was like I wanted Derrick Henry, and I was going to give you TJ Watt and P. Ryan, and I did it just to mess with you because you said nobody sends you trades. But, yeah. Anyway, George has a question. Welcome, George. Sit one, CPAT. P. Ryan or Christian Watson? Thanks. I know where Trey's going with this, but take it away, Trey.
Yeah, so I want to say Christian Watson, but honestly, I think if I had this exact question, I would probably start P. Ryan and Christian Watson. I would sit CPAT. But if you want to be safe, you know, obviously Christian Watson is so touchdown dependent, but he's been getting them, man. So you have to start him. So I'm going P. Ryan and Christian Watson, honestly.
Ooh, but you're sitting one of them.
I'm sitting Cordarrelle Patterson.
Ooh, beautiful. I like it. And George, I put you on the list, buddy. You're on the wheel of destiny here to be entered to get the, Manscaped Performance Package. We're giving it away here in just a few minutes. So subscribe to the channel so you can definitely get in there, buddy. And Tommy says the Bears still suck.
And they do.
Even though Aaron Rodgers owns them? No, I'm just kidding. I don't even like Aaron Rodgers. I just like giving you crap. But let's go on to the next game, the last game, Monday Night Football. We've got the Steelers versus the Colts.
Over-under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas has the Colts winning by 2.5. Give me Jeff Saturday to take the dub.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the Steelers have had a couple of decent games going. They almost beat the Bengals last week, but I've also got the Colts winning just because, like you said, any given Saturday, I love it. But let's go to some Steelers starts here. I think you could start Pickett. And like we were already talking about Najee here, he's been on a roll. I mean, he's had a lot, he's getting him touchdowns. You know, maybe he needed a little time to warm up. I mean, Jaylen Warren is questionable. I don't know if he's going to play, but while he was out, they had no choice but to give it to Najee, and he was doing things with it. And I like that. Start Najee up and start Pickens up. Pickett to Pickens. A lot of picking going on over there. So start picking and Pickens up. Sit Deontay Johnson. We threw him in the gag bag a couple of weeks ago, and your boy's staying over there. I dropped him. I was nervous about dropping him, but so far, so good. I think I made the right call there. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely sit that dude or drop him because he's just wasting the space on your roster.
Albert says, do you guys like Rashad White over Najee this week, Trey?
I do. I like Rashad White over Najee. I like the matchup better, and Najee's just been so inconsistent. And Rashad White, when he's given the ball, he shows he can do it. I like Rashad White.
Yeah, you know Brady wants to run the ball. He wants to set up that play action. I think Rashad White's going to get a lot of carries this week. And, Steelers are Steelers against the Colts here, so Najee's going against the Colts. That's a tough one, but I'm going to go Rashad White. And Eric says, who's a better start, Pittman or Olave?
I like Olave all day.
I already know.
Definitely. But, Pittman's been getting a little bit more catches in there. He's doing his thing, him and Matt Ryan, but Olave has just been a monster, dude. I mean, you got to go Olave. It's Olive Garden, unlimited breadsticks.
Unlimited. I agree. Olave, Eric. But let's go on to the Colts starts here. I think I like Matt Ryan in this matchup. I know that's a scary start there, but he's starting to get a little, after they sat him for a while, coming back in this new game plan with Jeff Saturday. I like Matt Ryan with the start here. Jonathan Taylor slowly coming back. He got a touchdown last week. He saved the day with a touchdown. If the Colts need to stick to the run, and they will be good. Jonathan Taylor, start him up. Paris Campbell has been on a roll lately, and I think I'm going to start him up. Pittsburgh is very good against wide receivers, so just keep that in mind. Trey, I got one for you. Paris Campbell or Michael Pittman?
Again, it's Paris Campbell for me. I mean, he's just been more consistent, and he looks better to me. I mean, he passes the eye test so much better. I like Campbell.
Yeah, that's sad, bro. That's sad. But I agree. But that's all I got for the Steelers-Colts. George, got a question for you, Trey. Foreman or CPAT? Start with that. Foreman or CPAT?
Let me see here. The Falcons were playing the Commanders, okay? So that scares me. but the Panthers are playing the Broncos. So I think it's tough for both matchups, but I think I would probably lean Foreman here.
Yeah.
Just because of the Broncos being so inconsistent anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad, but I think I agree with you, buddy. And then Sutton or Palmer?
It's Palmer all day.
Mm-hmm.
With Williams out.
Yeah, I got to. I mean, Sutton, you just hope he does good. Palmer, it seems like he's going to do good. I agree with you there. And Tommy says, Komet or Hurst? Full PPR, Trey. You got both of these guys.
I think it's Hurst this week. If Fields is out or if Fields is in, just with his shoulder, I don't know how much he's going to try to throw. I think Hurst is a better, safer pick this week.
Guys, hit us a comment because we're about to spin that bad boy. Put a comment down. Subscribe to the channel real quick if you're not already. And we are going to get this thing going here in just a second. But guys, don't forget that, you know, to like this video, subscribe to the channel, all those good things that help us out so much. We're doing giveaways like this all the time, so there's always good things coming. Like Sir Bongzalot said, you're always winning when you're watching this podcast. So, I mean, he said it, I ain't say it.
No doubt.
But it is that time, finally, for the Manscaped giveaway. Let's pull up the board. Let's see what we got, buddy. We got a good amount of entries, man. I like this.
We got an Adam Weber popping in. Is he already on the list?
Uh-oh. Let's see. Adam Weber. Adam, subscribe to the channel, buddy. I'm going to put you on the list here real quick. Jumping in real quick. You want to answer his question here real quick, Trey?
So Jimmy G or Mike White. You know, I love Mike White. But I think Jimmy G's the better start this week. Mike White just hasn't really done. I mean, we haven't seen him do anything this year yet. I like to see him do something before I throw him out there. I think Jimmy G already know he can do something this week.
Adam, subscribe to the channel and we got you in there. But guys, the wait is over. Don't worry. I'm not going to drag this out any longer. Let's go ahead and spin this bad boy. What do you say, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Who's going to get it? I'm excited. Here we go. Congratulations, Tommy. Woo. Congratulations, Tommy. It couldn't have gone to a better guy. I mean, I thought Albert was going to get it. I really did. It was like Albert or Tommy. And then Adam, who popped in last minute, it almost got there. But looks like you are the guy, Tommy. We already know he's definitely subscribed to the channel. That is awesome. I love it. Great stuff. Let me go ahead and close this out. And I got Tommy. Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
And Tommy, I got a little something for you, buddy. Other than the performance package that we are going to send you, I made a little something for the winner here. And let's see. Let me find it. Here we go. Here you go, Tommy. This is for you, buddy.
Congratulations. Let's show them what they've won. You are getting the performance package valued at $130. Let's see what you got. You got the Lawnmower 4.0. This baby's awesome. Waterproof design really gets in there. You get the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. You get the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You're also gonna get the Weed Whacker Electric Nose and Hair Trimmer. But that's not all. You get a pair of Manscaped Boxer Briefs. And it all goes in this handy man shed official Manscaped bag. They save balls. Congratulations. Don't forget, your balls will thank you.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, Tommy. Couldn't happen to a better guy. I love it. I love it. You guys, DJ Nightmare 14, yo, everyone, what's up, DJ Nightmare? You can go ahead and subscribe to the channel, guys. Look, this was our Black Friday giveaway. We want to thank Manscaped for giving this to us and letting us give it to you guys. I mean, they sent us this just to give to you guys, and I love it. I love it, Trey.
And remember, if you didn't win like Tommy, if you weren't as lucky as Tommy, it's still 25% off right now, Black Friday special. Just use code SUPERFLEX20, okay? And these dudes are going to hook you up. Get you yourself a performance package. It's worth it. Whether it's free or you're paying for it, the value is there. This thing is a monster. And Tommy's going to find out, and he's going to let us know exactly how he feels about his Lawnmower 4.0.
Absolutely. I'd love if you did an unboxing video and sent it to me, Tommy. I'd be so cool. I mean, you don't have to, but I think that'd be really cool. Also, guys, this is for Thanksgiving. Christmas is right around the corner, and we're doing this again for Christmas, guys. So don't forget there. Good stuff, Trey. That was freaking awesome. I love that, bro. And TSS Fantasy, he says, flex start of the week later tonight. That's right, guys. Check out TSS Fantasy over there. I got a segment over there. Bandy's flex starts of the week. People you could throw in there for your flex spot. Check them out, guys. No one knows your balls like Fourth and Flex. I mean, that's true. And Eric says, Tommy, your balls are so lucky. Hey. I agree. And Adam says, I just picked up Zamir White with the Jacobs injury news. Now y'all think he could do if Jacoby is out? How y'all think he could do? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm worried, you know, with Amir Abdullah and everything like that. I'm not starting Zamir White if Jones is out.
But hey, I mean, you know, yeah, it might be worth checking out. Yeah, I mean, might worth checking out if you got spot on your roster, right? Would you think Amir Abdul would be the call there? Probably.
I think that they would probably go with Amir, but I don't know because they're mm-hmm. they're doing so bad. They might just throw the rookie in there and get him some work, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I agree. And JJM says, by the way, I didn't realize the NFL would switch off games if it was a blowout, like what happened in the Cowboys game. Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, I mean, they did it for all the – it's America's team, right? So I guess America was upset. And Sir Bongs-a-Lot says, please send a video of you using the product to Bandy. Don't do that, Tommy. But unboxing video would be cool. I mean, that'd be cool. But, you know, that's as far as I'll go with it. But, guys, great show, Terry. Great show today, guys. Thank you all for showing up to the show, man. And you know, like I said, don't forget we're also giving away a DeAndre Swift signed jersey. If you look in the description right now, you can click on that description. There's a whole bunch of different ways to enter, subscribing to the channel, checking out our Twitch, watching our trailer on the YouTube channel. I mean, there's even a quiz on there about us. So to get you some entries into the Rashad White, the DeAndre Swift signed jersey. And also, guys, don't forget, you can join our Patreon and you're automatically entered in all of our contests moving forward. Your name's going on that wheel no matter what. But guys, thank you so much for showing up for us. We're going to continue to show up for you, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be on ride or die.
This your boy Bandy, got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.